Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. What a show we have got for you today. We're going to be joined in the final segment by Nate Rao. He has been doing a tremendous job recapping the Dixie Carter Billy Corgan court case. And so we're going to talk to him today about what's going on. And there's a lot going on. And in fact, when we come back from the break, I'm going to read the most amazing thing involving TNA. I shouldn't laugh about it because it's bad news for them, but their handling of it has to rank up there as one of the funniest things I've ever read. So we're going to talk about that after the break. We've also got a lot of news. Raw was last night. It is the road to the WWE Survivor Series, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. Goldberg was, in fact, on the show last night. And I will admit I was wrong, as I do when I am wrong. It was awesome. I figure there's no way that they can do better than what they did the first time. And to be fair, this did not surpass his first appearance. However, they kept it short. They kept it simple. He gave Rusev a jackhammer. He gave Paul Heyman a spear. Everybody went crazy. He had one faux pas when he delivered a knee and fell down. But later on the show, they edited everything together, and you never even saw that he fell down. They did a tremendous job with Goldberg last night. They have not ruined interest in the match yet. So we can talk about that and so much more. And we'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We some Southern boys with the prime of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Nate Rao will be joining us today to talk this whole TNA situation. And I must read this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com.
All right.
I'm still not sure that I even believe that I've woken up this morning. Okay, so keep in mind, let me preface all of this by just explaining something here. So TNA is arguably, and this has been argued in court, insolvent. They have no money. They're not running any pay-per-views. They're not running any house shows. So they're not bringing in any money except for international television deals, right?
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe that's how it works.
Okay.
Yes.
So now that we know that the only money that they have got coming in is from international television deals, allow me to read this from WrestlingObserver.com. TNA was dealt a fairly significant... Let me start over again. TNA was dealt a significant blow on Tuesday morning as the company's television partner in the United Kingdom, Challenge TV, announced that they would no longer be carrying Impact Wrestling starting in the beginning of next year. Challenge's statement. We know that many TNA fans will be disappointed to hear this, but we wanted to let you all know that as of January 2017, Challenge will no longer be the home for TNA in the UK. TNA has been a huge and important part of Challenge's story over the years. We will treasure some great moments like the British boot camp and UK tours. We have been proud to bring UK viewers coverage of TNA and have huge respect for the company and its fans. TNA is packed with great talent, and we know they will continue to do great things. We wish them all of the best. So, they're no longer on Challenge.
No.
So, Tuesday morning, today, when this news broke, TNA went on their Facebook page, and they had an explanation as to why they are no longer on Challenge. This is what they wrote. Have you heard this yet, Mike?
I have, yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to tell you to sit down. Everybody, if you're driving, you may want to pull over. TNA says, "We are proud to have had such a great relationship with Challenge and appreciate how the channel brought Impact Wrestling to our avid viewers through the years. In today's world, spoilers are inevitable. We have heard from the amazing fans in the UK, and know you do not want to wait 3 to 5 days to watch the program after it airs in the US. Our goal is to broadcast Impact Wrestling in the UK as close to the US premiere as possible. We look forward to announcing that opportunity soon, so stay tuned. In the meantime, we hope you continue to watch Impact Wrestling on Challenge Sunday nights at 9 p.m., as well as Explosion and pay-per-views, and follow us on social media. Thank you." They are claiming that they are leaving Challenge because the show was airing 3 to 5 days after it aired in the U.S., and they're concerned about spoilers for a show that has been taping months in advance, for a show that we have taped all the way through the end of this year. Like, why do we do this? I couldn't even believe my ears.
What does that mean for the shows that they taped inside England? Were they a mistake to dare tape those
I
shows?
I guess.
They have gone live every week from London?
I guess they didn't think about it.
Ah, okay.
I guess they realized later, after they taped months in advance, this is going to mean that people are going to know what happened. May as well cancel the show. So, you know, I mean, maybe they'll cancel Pop tomorrow, since I know what's happening on that damn show. Since they taped months in advance. Anyway, that's the big story there. What did you think of Raw last night, Mike?
It was a show. It was a show that I watched, and it was a show that I watched. Well, I didn't watch it live, actually, because I got home from the trick-or-treating. Which, by the way, how does this work now in your household? How was trick-or-treating?
How was
the first Halloween?
The best time trick-or-treating.
Now, were you allowed to trick-or-treat as a kid?
Of course.
I don't know. You talk about the things you weren't allowed to do, of course, because you were just training.
There was nothing I wasn't
outside.
Allowed to do. There were a bunch of things I chose not to do. My parents couldn't possibly have cared less about what I was doing at all. I used to go to my friend's house when I was like 11, and my dad would just say, "You coming home tonight?" It's like, yeah? Why wouldn't I come home tonight? What are you talking about? But anyway, yeah, we went trick-or-treating. It was awesome. It was so much fun. My baby can't even do anything. Like, she can kind of reach into the bowl to get candy, and she chewed on the wrapper of a Snickers bar that was still wrapped. But I had so much fun that I went home, and I watched Raw, and I enjoyed it. There was plenty of stuff that sucked, but nothing could ruin my day after trick-or-treating.
It is awesome, and being able to watch it on DVR the way I did, where you can fast forward through lots of things, mostly the commercials, some segments, makes life a whole lot easier as well, too. But it started off, I thought, pretty good. You know, I thought it bookended nice. You know, I thought the Rollins and Reigns, you know, it's always a crapshoot when Reigns is out there, but I thought the fans took to that and portrayed that the best. I thought that came across great. I thought Goldberg at the beginning. I don't know if I would have chosen Rusev, but the reality is you only have a limited time to work with, and if you were going to do anything with Rusev on the rest of the show, you know, it's not like his legacy is going to go down with one jackhammer from Goldberg, but I thought that worked out well, too. And I know people are playing out Goldberg for falling down and everything. But if you lived through Goldberg, that dude busted ass plenty of times, whether throwing a knee, throwing a kick, or just walking down to the ring. It happened numerous times. I think he'll be fine by the time that Survivor Series rolls around.
Well, let me throw out something for everybody. I actually didn't get a lot of commentary about this, but suffice to say, Rusev is not getting buried. I'll just leave it at that. He was jackhammered. He was laid out. Paul Heyman was speared. I thought they did the best job possible with Goldberg. And believe me, I thought it was a mistake to have the guy back on the show. But it wasn't. They did a great job. And we still have a couple more weeks left until Survivor Series, so hopefully they don't screw it up. It is sad that 2016, the story is, hopefully they don't screw this up. Because they've screwed up a lot.
They screw up most of it. And look, there's a whole middle portion of that show in between the bookends there that was hit and miss a lot of it. I'm fine with Bailey not getting a direct shot on Charlotte. I am. I'm not sure if I'm so happy with the way that, you know, this Nia Jax feud is going to play out just because of the position that Bailey's in. I think you could have started with Charlotte. I think that would have gotten some more oomph behind Bailey again, like, okay, at least we're going to see this. And then you could use Nia Jax as a little bit of a roadblock. I guess it depends on how far out you want to go with this. But I would think, you know, and this is, of course, I'm an idiot for thinking this too. This used to be around the time, 6 months or so away, that you really started putting the pieces together for WrestleMania. And I wonder if any of that, besides Brock and possibly Shane, is being done right now.
Well, here's what I think. This is all speculation. I'm not reporting this as fact. Obviously, because Charlotte retained her title and remains undefeated in title matches on pay-per-view, they're turning it into a streak.
Of course. Said
this yesterday. The idea that they will end this streak before WrestleMania is preposterous. So if she loses the title, it's going to be on Raw. I think that the big build is going to be to who ends up beating Charlotte and ending the streak at WrestleMania. Now, if it were me, it would be Bailey. If it's them, it's probably going to be Dana Brooke. Now, I shall continue with my fantasy booking. If it were me and it was going to be Bailey, the question is, how do you hold off Bailey until WrestleMania? Because it seems they sort of began something right here. Well, I don't know, but I do know this. When Bailey came out last night, And she said, I'm glad that you called me out here because there's something that I wanted to say. And that is that you guys were so awesome in the Hell in a Cell. And I just want to tell you, congratulations for winning. Now, that was not Bailey shooting, obviously. That was scripted for her. Now, I always fall into a trap when I try to make sense of what they do. But if I were trying to make sense of this, Sasha should be very upset about this. Bailey's her best friend. And Bailey goes out there and she congratulates Charlotte for winning. Plus, Sasha lost in her hometown. I think Sasha should come back broken Sasha Banks and go after Bailey. Back
not
in a moment.
Physically.
Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Sometimes love.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with. Every day, we find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Season 3 of the critically acclaimed shoot series Back to the Territories with the Jim Cornette returns. Check out the Amarillo edition starring Terry Funk. Join Cornette and Funk as they chronicle the territory trailblazed by Dory Sr. and hear what Terry and Dory did to keep it going after Sr.'s passing. The Back to the Territory series by producers Kayfabe Commentaries is the definitive chronicling of the classic territories. Courtney has already covered Florida, Indianapolis, Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic, the AWA, Calgary, and previous editions. Now you can check out Amarillo on DVD, on demand, and KC downloads at www.shootinterviews.com. Hop in the DeLorean and do the territories with Jim Cornette as your wheelman. Getting back to the territories. Oh, the days when we used to have wheelmen. Man, Vinny was a great wheelman.
Was he?
Yeah. He was.
And now they have wheelmen, I guess, but they're people assigned to drive these guys around on buses.
That's right. Crash is going to drive me crazier. Please mention the big news of the day. The Headbangers return to SmackDown tonight. That's right, they do. In another, I say this every week, Daniel Bryan has publicly stated that he didn't really want this job as the SmackDown GM. And you could totally see why when they make him look like such a numbskull. You got all of these great teams on SmackDown, but they're doing a SmackDown Survivor Series tag team elimination match. And so now he's going to see if maybe the Headbangers deserve to be in there. That's the storyline, dude. I'm not making this up.
I know. Well, I got to give Mick Foley this. Last night with Jericho and Owens, not only Foley, but it shows you an expert at trying to take lemons and turn them into lemonade when it comes to basically how he's viewed by Stephanie McMahon and the position he's put in. And we talked about it when he got the job or was assigned for the job. And we've talked about it during, where he just gets talked down to by Stephanie. He's always made to look like a fool by her. But, you know, it didn't save the world or anything like that. But him talking about checking his ego at the door and things like that, it does make the storyline at least somewhat palatable, or at least a little bit more palatable. Although why Stephanie would run down there and call for a DQ and fire Jericho on the spot or whatever it was going to be is a little ridiculous.
This person says, you can tell the women's main event was historic because it didn't even get a passing reference until 41 minutes into last night's Raw, not counting commercials.
Hey. You reap what you sow. I mean, that's how they didn't treat it with the history, quote unquote, that it deserved going into the thing. The whole thing had been about Owens and Rollins.
This person says, if they book Bayley as the weak link, smart booking would have her be the one to be the sole survivor at the pay-per-view.
That's true.
I have little faith in them doing that.
That's also true. James Ellsworth may have a better odds shot at surviving his team than Bayley may. Can you imagine a situation, though, where it's like the five face women, or I guess it can't be because you get the mix-ups, but at some point you know you're going to end up having like three baby faces beating up one bad guy for probably way too long.
Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
This is Josh in OKC.
Yes, Josh.
I was going to ask about, with the way we've seen, you know, Dolph Ziggler, now Sami Zayn and Bayley book, you know, it makes me wonder, did something snap in Vince's brain between the Daniel Bryan getting over in spite of their booking and then the Roman Reigns experiment and now having the brand split and having to elevate people? Does he really think that, like, baby faces need to lose now? Like,
yeah.
It's just something.
Everybody is The Rock and Daniel Bryan.
I've tried to explain this to everybody. What you see on television is what he thinks is a good idea. He wouldn't put it on TV if he didn't think it was a good idea. He changes his mind 50 times a day. He keeps coming up with what he thinks is a better idea. So, yeah, he thinks it's a good idea to get her over by beating her repeatedly.
I think it's funny how Bayley and Sami Zayn were both the most over baby faces in NXT, and now they're both facing the big people that did squash matches that are green.
That's right. And, hey, did Sami Zayn and Bayley just do, like, jobs all the time in NXT when they were super over as baby faces? No. They did jobs when the time was right to build sympathy, not every single show.
I had people last night on Twitter going, you know, do they not watch NXT? Do we not know that Bayley already beat Nia Jax? And the answer is no. Vince doesn't watch NXT. And if he does, he doesn't care. To him, it's the Florida territory.
Dude, it's not even that. It's if he watched it, he forgot everything.
Well, there you go, too.
That's one of the reasons why when we watch this show, if we have anything resembling a memory, and we go, well, wait a second. Didn't this happen last week? Well, the answer is he forgot. And so I guess in his mind he thinks, well, if I don't remember, fans aren't going to remember. So let's just
look how much they've dropped over the years. That's what one of his MOs has always been, is you didn't see this giant thing over here. We're moving on, pal. Let's go. And many times the things have been so bad that it's worked. So, you know, you have that mentality there as well, too. I mean, most places have continuity experts to make sure that things flow. That is not something Vince McMahon has ever been interested in.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
How's it going, everybody? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, I got a question about this whole TNA deal. And, you know, I live in Tennessee, so my question is, you know, once all this stuff gets settled, who's going to be responsible as far as paying the tax lien in Tennessee?
Whoever's running the company.
Whoever, yeah. I mean, okay, if it's Anthem, whoever the majority, it would be the company. If you buy a company that's underwater, somebody's got to pay those taxes, so...
I mean, okay, they're not really taxes, Kenny. It was a misunderstanding.
Ah, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. It's yes,
understanding. Really? Wow, that's a shocker there. So basically, whoever buys TNA will basically settle whatever misunderstanding it is.
Well, yes.
All right, thanks for the call.
Or it's possible that Vince? Oh, he's gone. Damn it! I'm gonna start making up stories. See if Kenny believes them. Should have told him Vince McMahon has agreed to pay this tax lien.
And he's not going to pay attention to it either and just drop it. Although the last time he did that, he had pandas causing him to blur out scratch logos for years.
If you want to send us a text message, 425-780-7566. We'll take calls for another couple minutes here at 844-411-5411. Nate Rao is going to be on talking the Dixie Carter versus Billy Corgan trial. If you have questions about it, you can send those to me on the text message line, 425-780-7566, or tweet at Brian Alvarez, and I can answer some of them there as well. This person says, why isn't Matt Riddle in WWE? Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
There's plenty of reasons why.
I know that, I mean, there was concern about the fact that he had so many pot failures in UFC. There was that. And I know that they've gotten a look at him, and for whatever reason, they passed on him afterwards. So I don't know what's going on. I know there are a lot of people they have passed on that they deeply regret nowadays, Ricochet being one. So,
well,
plans
here's
can
the
change.
Thing with Matt Riddle, though, too. It's been, what, 1 year? That's it. It hasn't been too long where he's been in the game, you know, from the time he started at the Monster Factory until now. And he's in safe territory in Evolve. I think if TNA was stronger, if there were other groups that were stronger, maybe they take guys like him and a handful of other ones and with the position they're in, stick them away, stick them in NXT, stick them at the Performance Center. But I think right now, it's not like, I'm sure they know if he's got interest or not from other people. And if there's not interest that's really strong there, where they don't think that they could take him at any time, why swell your own roster enough? You know, he's getting the experience he needs in Evolve. He's in a good spot there. Let him keep going.
Text message here. This person says, Goldberg stated on Twitter that ring rust played a factor in his miscue last night on Raw. Hey, of course that's what it was. Now, I have a theory. I have a hope that now that he's had a physical altercation in the ring, fallen down, if you recall, he fell down, but then he got up and he calmed down a lot. And then everything went off without a hitch. So, obviously, he was very, very excited. His first brawl on national television in 12 years. I'm hoping that he got all of his craziness out of his system, and now everything will be fine leading into his match with Brock. Now, don't get me wrong. This Brock match is going to be a struggle. It's just going to be. I'm telling you that from experience.
Air is going to be the biggest struggle there.
50 years old, 12 years out of the business. I mean, it's going to be a struggle, guaranteed.
Brock.
But hopefully, they'll smoke and mirrors it, and everybody will be able to shine, and it'll be a fun match, and the finish will make sense. This person says, why are the most over NXT guys being killed on the main roster? American Alpha, Bayley, Neville, Sami Zayn, etc. Well, it's because Vince wasn't booking NXT, and Vince has a different idea about how to get folks over. And if you look at all of these guys, every single one of them, they're all babyfaces. And they're all doing the exact same thing. Jobs. So clearly that's his idea about how to get them over. And then when they don't get over, he blames it on them. Damn guys can't get over.
Can't grab the brass ring, damn millennials.
This person says, we all saw Raw essentially give up last month when going head-to-head with the debate. What kind of a show do you think SmackDown will do next week going head-to-head with election night coverage? I think they think the election is tonight. That's why the headbangers are on the show.
Is that it?
It's the only thing I can conclude.
Bob Backlund's going to be all over the place tomorrow or next week.
Oh, by the way, there was a video of... So apparently Darren Young wasn't dressing as Bob Backlund on all those secondary shows, and that's why we were confused in the Battle Royal last night. It was his Halloween costume. He was dressing up as Bob Backlund.
When sometimes you're the only one who shows up to the office party in a Halloween outfit. There he was.
Back in a moment with Nate Rao, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months.
Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yesterday, WrestlingObserver.com, judge rejects Billy Corgan's efforts to take over TNA Wrestling. Drama that has unfolded over the last month continued in Nashville as Billy Corgan's request for control over the troubled wrestling company was rejected. And joining us on the show here today is a fellow who's done some excellent reporting on this. Nate Rao is joining us today. Nate, what's going on?
Hey, Brian. Not much. Thanks for having me on.
So a couple of days ago, I was alerted, gotta check out this guy Nate's Twitter. He's tweeting all about this TNA hearing. And I checked it out, and sure enough, you were live tweeting from inside the courtroom. Started with the first day, which was amazing, the stuff that we found out about TNA and Billy Corgan. And you've been following this story for a while, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm my job at the Tennessean now is I'm the music business reporter. And I think because, you know, TNA is an entertainment company, various stories related to them have fallen to me. I'm also a big wrestling fan, so I've enjoyed reporting on it. We did a profile of TNA, I think when they were in between TV deals like 2 or 3 years ago. And I also did a pretty big profile of the Jarrett family's history in Nashville and when Jeff was getting GFW off the ground. And then as the business stuff sort of started to unfold behind the scenes, like you said, like a month and a half ago, we started covering it. And it just had all the components of a fascinating story. Like, even if you're not a wrestling fan, I think I was messaging this to you on Twitter, private messaging you. It was like a wrestling storyline. I mean, you had the owner of the company who many fans think hadn't done a very good job in Dixie, sort of playing the role of the heel. And then you had Billy, who I think is sort of this enticing, maybe exciting option to take over the company. And he's actually trying to do that in court. And then you just had these legal filings that were just totally out of this world. And I know you've written about them and others have tweeted about them. And so I was really anxious to get to that hearing last week.
You know, I have been following TNA since day one and all of the business ups and downs. And man, when I heard the stuff that came out of that hearing, I was blown away. I didn't think it was possible that anything that TNA did could blow me away. But man, this blew me away. And I guess as somebody who's been following this, and I'm sure that you've talked to various wrestlers and people involved with the company, I mean, were you just as blown away when you heard some of this stuff?
I was. And for this, I'd probably take myself out from being a TNA fan. It was more just, you know, in previous like jobs at the Tennessean, I've been an investigative reporter and a political reporter, and I've covered controversial lawsuits. And competitive, sort of complicated, I'm sorry, is the word I'm looking for, lawsuits. But you just don't see the claims being made that were made in those initial filings. Of course, they were secret, which I think added to the intrigue. The judge sealed them at the request of both sides, and then they were sort of unsealed, and covering those initial documents was what I think put me on the radar screen of wrestling Twitter. But I was flipping through TNA and Dixie's response to the complaint right before you called, right before we connected. And I'm looking at these offers that were on the table from Aerolux to buy the company, from Anthem to buy the company, and WWE to buy the company. And then even since the lawsuit was filed, it came out in court, Dixie said that she asked Billy if he would buy her out. So just to hear that, you know, while the company is I think, you could very well argue is insolvent. I mean, they didn't meet the legal definition yesterday, according to the judge, but they are not paying their bills. And the contractors they owe money to are taking on equity in the company in exchange for the bills that they're owed. That's pretty insane. So I think to hear like these competing offers and WWE's involvement and sort of behind closed doors dealings, it was a very explosive hearing that you don't usually see in Nashville business court.
Nate, up on the Tennessean website, in the stories, there are still photos of Dixie Carter from inside the courtroom. But being inside there, what were the reactions like from Dixie, from Billy, and just from the general feeling you were getting as some of these things were being uncovered?
Well, Billy wasn't there. His attorneys were there. And I can't remember if my tweet went through or not. I had Spotty Wireless. Josh Matthews was sort of in the gallery watching. Dixie was, she jotted down notes. She was stone-faced, and that was one of what I thought was the really amazing things. I mean, Billy Corgan's attorney is sort of lining up look at. We've looked at their balance sheets. They have a negative cash flow for the next 3 months. They have a likely negative cash flow through June 30th of next year. There's no way they can pay their bills. They don't have the money for the next production. They're not paying talent. I mean, all this stuff you guys know because you're in this every day. But I think to sort of see it crystallize, she had no reaction. I didn't see any reaction. You know, sometimes she would lean over to her attorney and what I mean, guessing totally from across the courtroom, I felt like she was sort of, you know, arguing, you know, maybe trying to refute a point that the attorneys would make. But generally, she was just sort of stone-faced and watched it very professional.
Now, to my knowledge here, you can correct me if I'm wrong, there was a lot of information that was redacted, mostly money figures. And yeah. The impression I got was that Billy didn't want that public because he was trying to buy the company. And he felt that if those money figures came out, it would, I don't know. I don't know what his thought was. But now that
well,
now
I'm glad you asked about that. I checked with attorneys and our court's reporter who would know a lot better than me. And it is not unusual in a business dispute to keep those kinds of details private. And I think my sense is that, well, no, it's not my sense. According to the record, both sides agreed to the redaction. You know, it's frustrating as a reporter to have details kept secret. It's not typical for the average court case. But when you're talking about, like you said, offers to sell the company, when you're talking about debts that are owed, you know, those are private matters. And so I kind of see both sides. I can see why it's good generally for courts to keep things public and to not redact anything in public filings. But I can also see why, as a business person, why should you know the exact amount that I lent the company? Now there is some figures that are public outside the courtroom, which we reported on. Anthem and Aerolux filed disclosures with the Secretary of State, and I'm not going to pretend to be a legal expert to explain exactly what these are, but they're essentially filings that you put on the record when you're owed money, and they were sort of debt-to-equity filings that showed, I think since August, I'm going off memory here, about $3 million that they had fronted the company. And that's in addition to whatever Corrigan has given the company. So I think you can do the math and see just in the last 3 to 5 months, I'm guessing it's over $5 million that they've been fronted to cover their production costs.
Sure. So at some point, it was revealed that Corrigan had put in $1.8 million. And
right.
I guess the story is that if he wanted to, he could convert that to 30-something percent of the stock, which puts the value of the company at around $5 to $6 million, even though that's all been redacted. And
right.
I guess I can't ask you if that's true.
Well,
but
let me qualify the 1.8 figure, though. He gave them three loans, and it was never clear to me if that was the grand total or if that was one of the three. So, and, you know, I tried to clarify that, and the attorneys did not answer that question for me. So, and that's fine. Like I said just a minute ago, if they want to keep that kind of stuff private. But let me just, I think the broader point on the value of the company is that was a salient point for the verdict or the ruling that the judge had, which was, yes, they are facing short-term cash flow problems, to say the least. But there are offers on the table that are greater than whatever their bills are. And even though it never even got to that point in her making her ruling, because she decided that the loan agreement between Dixie and Billy, which would have granted him her voting rights and effectively given him control of the company, was illegal under Tennessee law. So we never got to the question of insolvency. And Billy tweeted very cryptically, if you read the ruling closely yesterday, I'm sure you guys saw this, he felt like it wasn't a total loss. Well, actually, it was a total loss. Everything he sought to have happen was struck down. But I think he made the broader point of the business practices are troubled, and that's what he was fighting against. And, you know, maybe to some extent this was a PR lawsuit as much as it was a business dispute lawsuit for him to say something like that.
So he should be paid back today, correct?
That's right.
And
well,
if
he has the chance to convert the debt he's owed to equity in the company. You mentioned 36%. I think under the air, I'm looking at the filings from Dixie's attorney under the deal in which Aerolux would effectively seize control of the company and their executive would become CEO. It says that Billy would get 22.5% of the company and Dixie would have 17.5%. The Aerolux consortium, whatever that is, would have owned 52.5%, which is a controlling stake, obviously. So it's a little ambiguous how much he would be left with if he just elected not to be paid back. But if they're saying we'll pay you back, I would guess you would choose that option. And I asked this morning of his attorney and of the TNA attorney, is there any update on that loan? And they both said no comment.
So do you get the impression that now that the judge has handed down this ruling, I mean, it's not over yet, but mm-hmm. do you feel that Corgan is likely to go away, or is he going to fight this to the death?
Well, they said in our story, his attorney said he looked forward to the case proceeding, and I saw that there were rumors online of subsequent lawsuits, perhaps not just in Nashville, out-of-state lawsuits. So that indicates that it's going to keep going on. But just as almost thinking like a juror, like, and that's what I try to do when I cover a court case, I try to be impartial as a journalist and think, what would a juror think? My advice to him after all the facts were presented would be to take the money. I mean, it feels like it's throwing good money at bad based on their financial situation. I don't see an opportunity for him to go through the front door and take over the company. Although who knows, after all those different offers that were revealed. So it seems like the wise option is for him to take the money, be repaid with interest, and cash out.
I mean, the biggest question I have, which you can't answer, is why does everybody want this company?
Yeah, but I mean, for him, is it spite in a pile of money at this point because he can fight it and now needle them?
Well,
and not
sure,
getting
I'm sure it is to a degree him, but like all of these other companies are interested in buying this. I mean, with everything that mm-hmm. came out in this trial, I mean, man, I wouldn't touch a thing with a 10-foot pole. How do you possibly make any money?
Well, I'm interested in your guys' expertise on this because I heard I heard a business answer to that question, and I also heard a wrestling answer to that question. The business answer is that their video library is valuable. I mean, you've got some of the great Samoa Joe Kurt Angle matches. You've got, you know, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, the Hardys. I feel like there's value when you project it out 10 years from now where people would want to go back, and whether it's through the WWE Network or however, and pay to see those. And I think my understanding, and I heard this, as I mentioned to you, from two different people close to the company, let me put it that way, was that things are looking up for them creatively, that some of the new guys that have been added, I haven't watched the product in a while, but some of the guys that have been added to the roster are exciting. And so you would know better than me, but my understanding is there is value on the current some value on the current roster.
Well, the impression that I got from talking to people was that there were people who were more positive because they really liked what Corgan was doing, and they really liked mm-hmm. Billy, and they were hoping, and this was virtually every single person I talked to, they were hoping that Corgan mm-hmm. got the company. And now...
But did you hear that after the suit really got explosive? Because the one thing I heard...
No, I heard that before.
When it came out, the Aerolux was willing to step in and extend it at least through the end of the year or maybe the first quarter of next year, extend it a little bit for sure. I think I heard some resentment toward Billy that he was willing to hold this thing up in court when there was an option to at least keep it on life support. So I did hear that people thought, and you know, I personally thought the final deletion thing was, I don't know what Billy's role in that was, but I felt like that was so innovative and interesting and cool to the extent that he was responsible for that. And
well,
it
Nate, stand by one sec. We got to head to a break real quick, but we'll pick this up when we come back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. I had dreams and now they
all come true. When a belt drive blows out at 3 a.m, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Nate Rao is here, and we are running out of time, but Nate, plug your Twitter, because I suspect there is more fun to come.
Yeah, we're going to continue covering this dispute, and people can follow me on Twitter at TNNateRao. That's TNNateRau. And also, I swear I'm not the Tennesseans wrestling beat reporter, but we have a feature coming out on Jim Ross's show, which is coming to Nashville in a few days as well.
Cool. So there you go, at TNNateRao, R-A-U. You can check that out. And are you heading back? When do you? What's next? Very quickly.
Well, that's up in the air. We don't know what there will be in the lawsuit, so that's totally to be decided. What filings might be coming next, or if we'll just drop it, like we just discussed.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. I very much appreciate it, and excellent work on the story. You can check Nate out on Twitter at TNNateRao, and I will retweet that as well. And we are totally out of time, everybody. But I want to thank everybody for listening. We're here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. Daily replays at WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Mike, as always, all of the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.